Justice Michael Gableman wrote the opinion in the case of 23-year-old Daniel Ahrens. Ahrens was committed as a sexually violent person under the state's Chapter 980 law in 2005. He'd been found guilty of forceful sexual assault numerous times, beginning in 2000. Ahrens' attorney, Leonard Kaczynski, says Gableman's ruling should give more sex predators a chance to have a day in court to explain how they've changed their ways.
I expect this ruling is going to result in a lot of courts having discharge trials in front of either the court or a jury.
Ahrens spent 4 years at the Ethan Allen School for a sex crime until he was civilly committed as a sex predator. He filed a petition for discharge in August of 2005 based on a new report by a forensic psychologist that found he was no longer dangerous. But a circuit court rejected his request for a hearing. Kaczynski says this week's ruling sends the case back to circuit court with instructions to the judge to use a more lenient standard in considering discharge petitions.
It makes it a lot easier than otherwise would be if your condition has changed or if there's been some change in the research that would tend to show that you're not as dangerous and likely to reoffend sexually.
Kaczynski says it's likely the legislature will consider changing the new standards put in place in 2006 because they appear to make it easier for sex predators to be discharged without requiring them to be supervised by a parole agent. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.